Game like this, you've at least been in that building and played games in there, and you played the Giants 10 weeks ago.
I mean, we could say that right now, but when we go down there and it's, you're going to have the whole Super Bowl week and all the hype and all that stuff, it's going to be probably a little different, especially with the circumstances around the game.
But there is a familiarity with a couple
Definitely.
Of the important things.
I mean, I've played in the building. I actually had my first touchdown in the building, so hopefully I get some good vibes from there.
First of many.
Yeah.
Joe, I apologize if someone asked you this before, but how much can you lean on the guys who've been through this pre-Super Bowl process, guys like Brady and Lighty and Falk?
I lean on Deion Branch all the time with those kind of those issues. you definitely just watching those guys how they prepare, how comfortable, but just the way they do things. They've been there and they've done it, and you know, you learn from them. Definitely learn from
Julian, for 4 days you'll be using the Colts locker room, practice facilities, mm-hmm. meeting rooms, all that. Is that weird, funny?
It'll be kind of weird. I haven't really thought of that. But definitely, I mean, this is the only locker room I've really been in my time as a pro. So we'll see then, yeah.
You talk about the hype leading up to.
Yeah, boy.
You talk about the hype leading up to the game. Is it hard not to be overwhelmed thinking, you know, ticket requests, family members, media day, it's always a circus, just everything leading up?
It is a little overwhelming. I just, you know, thinking of that, taking care of your family and everything, and I don't really want to deal with that, even though you have to, but because you just want to go out there and, you know, play a week of, you know, play some football, and you know, it's going to be very different, and it's going to be a new experience for me, and you know, so we'll see.